the drums that pulse on darkness of darkness, moving to the pagan sound, standing on the bridge that crosses the river that goes out to the sea. The wind is full of a thousand voices that pass by the bridge and me.
Good evening, everyone. This is Andrew, and you're listening to Andromeda on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And as many of you have seen in the publicity for this show, it is a very special night here at WMFO in Medford at 10 p.m. because this is the long-awaited and much-talked-about Halloween episode of Andromeda. And the way I've set this episode up is that things are going to get heavier and heavier as we go along. And I know I said this was going to be brutal, and I know Lorena McKennett with All Souls Night may not be the absolute synonym for brutality, but trust me, we're going to get there, and it's going to be glorious. So, with that, let's transition into something a little bit heavier, shall we? This is the one and only Vangelis and Demis Roussos, as Aphrodite's Child from the 666 double LP from 1971, this is Aegean Sea.
Thank you.
Up next, we will enjoy one from Dead Can Dance. A little neoclassical dark wave this evening. Right now I'm being underscored by Magic Mother Invocation, an interlude from Gong's 1974 album, You. Let's keep it rolling on the Andromeda Special Halloween Edition.
Inculcates the minds with a terror scene. the dog, we die together. Within the Lord, I cast off all my earthly bonds. There is victory in Jesus. Do you wanna be in hell with me? I know you wanna stop, but you can't stop. I've watched you alone in the home where you live with your family. And all that I've learned is everything burns. Do you want to be in hell with me? I wish things could be any other way. I watched you long where you live with your family. But one thing I've learned is everything burns. Above all others, above all, above all others, above all. I feel. me and the dog, we die together.
Thank you.
I'm back again with some eerie numbers to think about Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2.6 million Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about. WMFO, Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Under me now is playing the eerie sounds of Paysage d'Hiver, a Swiss dungeon synth and black metal group. Be hearing a little bit more from them later, but first, regrettably, a little bit more French music from Alceste, black metal shoegaze fusion, Souvenir de Notre Monde. Let's keep it rolling. You're listening to Andromeda. We'll be right back. have now arrived at the portion of the program to which I was referring to when I said that things were going to get heavy. Oh yes. Oh yes, I went there. A place that I've never gone before in the history of my program. In the history of Andromeda. It's Electric Wizard, the sludge metal classic. Funeralopolis from the Dope Throne record. If you know, you know. And if you don't know, well, you're about to know. Enjoy. right, well, what do we think about that one, folks? Funeralopolis by Electric Wizard. You know, I played that for a twofold reason. One, just to see how it sounded on the studio speakers. It sounded amazing. And two, to see how much the listener count would go down during the time that I played it. And it turns out that the listener count actually went up by 3 people. So, shouts out to them. And shouts out to Electric Wizard for that amazing song, Funeralopolis. What more can be said about that? Goodness gracious. I guess it's time for some more black metal then. We can do nothing but get heavier. That's the thing, that's the quandary that we're in right now. So I guess that's just what we're gonna have to do. And so, from, oh my god, we're playing so many French artists tonight, this is really embarrassing, but from the Québécois depressive black metal artist, Gris. The album of the same name, it is Il était une forêt. Only on the Halloween special edition of Andromeda.
Thank you.
Wow. All right, needed to pick the pace up at the end there. That was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, of course, with Hell from their album, Infest the Rat's Nest. Jeez, that's a really hard album title to say. Anyway, I'm also in a bit of a frenzy right now because of the recent music that I've been playing. It's been getting me all riled up. But it is also just about time to close down the show for the night. This has been a crazy, unusual, ridiculous episode of Andromeda, the likes of which will likely never happen again. It was ridiculous and crazy in many ways, and it is just another thing crossed off of my bucket list personally, but I hope you enjoyed the heaviness and the intensity and the brutality of it all tonight. But up next is the most brutal, the most menacing, the most evil song of them all, from a Somerville resident of all people. Someone from right around here made this absolutely pulverizing masterpiece of Halloween music. It's the Monster Mash. Good night, folks. This has been Andromeda.
light when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains.